We're going to pray together and then a moment and collect our offering. And I remind you to pray for these that were listed on the prayer sheet for Deb Elmore, for Deshaun, who's having some problems with depression, for Edie, who's having some health issues. I'd ask you to pray for Polly and her family. She's gone through a lot this week with her sister, and they've placed her into hospice. And we have some other family members that have run around with family members in the hospital this week out of town and then back in town. And so you want to pray for them, for their strength as well. And you may have other requests. If you have a request that you'd like us to pray for, just without stating it, if you'd raise your hands, and we will pray for that as well. Let's pray together. Father, you've heard the requests that we've made, and we just bring them to you because we know that you care for us. You're our Father. We're your children. You know what you want, what's best for us. Sometimes we're like the Sunday school lesson we studied this morning about Joseph, and we find ourselves in difficult times, and we don't know how things are going to work out. But Father, help us just to trust you, to turn things over to you, to be faithful to you even in difficult times. Help us to find strength in prayer, Father. So, Father, we pray that you would meet the needs that are present here today in this service and among these people. And we pray that as we worship you, that we will honor you, that you will be glorified, that you will speak to us and help us listen to your word as you speak through prayer or through the scripture or through the spoken word or through the song. Help us to listen with the intention of obeying you this morning, Father. And finally, as we bring our offering, we pray that our offering will honor you and that it'll be used to spread the gospel around the world. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.